You're listening to an African Elements top news story for September 08, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. The conflict in Sudan, which began on April 15, 2023, has created a severe humanitarian crisis, now considered the world's worst. As of April 2025, approximately 30 million people need aid, including 16 million children. The brutal conflict between the Sudanese Armed Forces, SAF, and the Paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, RSF, has claimed tens of thousands of lives. More than 12.4 million people have been displaced, with over 3.3 million becoming refugees in neighboring countries. By February 2024, over 9 million people were displaced inside Sudan, and 1.7 million had fled to Chad, Egypt, Ethiopia, and South Sudan. Intercommunal clashes, especially in Darfur and Kordofan, contribute to high displacement numbers. Famine has been confirmed in at least 10 locations across Sudan, including the Zamzam camp, which houses 400,000 displaced individuals. An additional 17 areas are at risk of famine. Civilian deaths and mass displacement have been reported from Zamzam camp following reports of RSF control. Welthungerhilfe reports that 26 million people are starving after 2 years of war and calls for humanitarian corridors to deliver aid. Attacks on the camp have caused hundreds of deaths, including humanitarian workers, highlighting the insecurity of the camp's residents. The conflict has severely impacted Sudan's agricultural sector, leading to widespread food insecurity and economic decline. Both SAF and RSF have blocked aid and raided farms, restricting access to food and disrupting supply chains. Food insecurity affects at least a quarter of Sudan's population and is expected to worsen. The absence of state authority in rural areas has allowed armed groups to prey on vulnerable populations. Sudan's economy contracted by nearly 40% in 2023 due to disruptions in agriculture and trade, leading to high inflation rates and currency depreciation. Humanitarian organizations face significant challenges in providing aid. The World Food Program, WFP, has supported over 13 million people with emergency food packages, cash-based assistance, and specialized nutrition supplements since April 2023. WFP assistance has helped reduce the risk of famine in 6 areas in central Darfur and 2 in west Darfur. Nearly 1 million people in these areas have received regular aid since June 2024. WFP also works on improving livelihoods in the relatively safe eastern state of Sudan. Despite these efforts, over 100 people, including more than 20 children, are feared dead, with at least 9 humanitarians confirmed dead while supporting vulnerable populations. The 2025 Humanitarian Needs Response Plan aims to support nearly 20.9 million vulnerable individuals with life-saving aid and seeks $4.2 billion, highlighting the urgent need for international support. The situation in Western Sudan is described as shocking, with conditions in Khartoum being devastating. The number of people needing humanitarian assistance jumped to 24.7 million following the conflict, indicating widespread struggles. Over 9 million people have been displaced inside Sudan, and 1.7 million have fled to neighboring countries, illustrating massive disruption to daily life. Additionally, 26 million people are starving after 2 years of war. The international community is urged to act, as Welthungerhilfe emphasizes the need for action to prevent further escalation of this humanitarian disaster. The ongoing violence and displacement mean millions of Sudanese face daily struggles for survival, lacking basic necessities like food, water, and shelter. The destruction of infrastructure makes recovery difficult. Many families rely entirely on humanitarian aid, which is often insufficient or inaccessible due to ongoing fighting. The conflict in the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, parallels the challenges faced by women and girls in Sudan, where accessing sexual and reproductive health services is exceptionally difficult. Women and girls in conflict zones often face heightened risks of sexual violence. Organizations like MSF highlight the need for investment in support for victims of sexual violence. In the DRC, many women seeking refuge have experienced sexualized violence, which attacks not only individuals, but entire communities. Organizations like PAF offer vocational training to help women regain independence. Dr. Mukwege advocates for policies to end militia violence and ensure the voices of women and survivors are heard, emphasizing the critical need for comprehensive support for women and girls in conflict zones, a need that is also present in Sudan. Copyright African Elements.